Standing a mere 7 inches tall, this delicate porcelain figurine depicts an individual in late 18th century French attire. Upon the figure's cascading arrangement of light brown curls is a voluminous white hat called a mob cap, which is cinched with a billowing royal blue bow and decorated with a single large black ostrich feather. Even depicted in hard porcelain, we imagine the light gauze of this fabric hat due to the artist's attention to its wrinkles and pleats. We might further suppose that the flimsy cap is supported by mounds of teased and tousled hair, perhaps from an elaborate wig. A similar pleating is found in the collar of the wide-necked gown, which folds over the wearer's black jacket. Elbows, clad in playful red and black polka dot fabric, peek out from behind a luxurious white muff of ostrich feathers. The figure's skirt is a simple, unpatterned yellow sheath style, which clings to shapely calves that culminate in the pointed toes of purple shoes upon a squat, rocky plinth glazed in brown. Upon viewing the reverse side of the figure, we notice that the hints of polka dot fabric reference a full bodice with a short bustle, and the black jacket is styled as a short cape. The figure's light-colored hair flows in loose waves, not quite curls, from a deep cleft in the figure's hat. The hair's texture is indicated in two ways. First, beneath the glaze, the artist has included subtle ridges in an undulating wave pattern. And second, the application of glaze is varied, with thicker applications implying a rougher texture or even a lightly powdered coiffure. The glaze is applied thinly throughout. This is particularly evident on the reverse side of the base, where the light applications of washes reveal the horizontal brushstrokes used by the maker. While the colors of this costume are varied and vibrant, it is the textures of the porcelain that demand the viewer's attention. The lines of the porcelain alone suggest the wide mix of fabrics that make up these garments. The hat and lace collar are both pinched with tight pleats, indicating a light and delicate fabric. Conversely, the black jacket is glossy and smooth. The only creases are found at the bends of the figure's elbows, indicating a thick and robust fabric, ideal for outerwear. The long, straight lines of the yellow skirt similarly denote a heavy cloth, unlikely to billow or ripple with the wearer's movements or a breeze. The most remarkable texture, however, is the sumptuous ostrich muff, which cascades in a flowing pattern of short, swaying feathers from the core of the figure, obscuring the body. Coated with a simple clear glaze, these feathers unexpectedly attract the eye as much as the purple shoes or polka dot sleeves, despite their lack of color. The painstaking attention to detail in the shaping of this diminutive figure, contrasted with the simplicity of the glazed colors, presents a puzzle. The face, with its prominent nose and broad jaw, is ambiguous. Two lines of red suggest lips. Small dots of black are eyes. Ruddy cheeks emphasize the prominent bone structure. This does not appear to be a nameless, generalized vision of female beauty, nor is a specific identification readily apparent to our modern eyes.